Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's Mike Shope.
Hey, put a little bit. I never get this line out the first time. It's not even good. Hey. Put a little bit more in there, cowboy.
And the bulldog.
What's your degree in?
Kicking ass and taking names.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
For those wondering, the line presented by FanDuel has been postponed until 5:48. Technical issue precluded us from bringing that to you earlier. So that'll be at 5:48. The line presented by FanDuel. Still to come. You haven't missed it.
Technical issues.
They happen.
Yeah.
So I think we've talked about, for you and I talked about, like the Bills' likability, different topics along the way. Christian Benford on the injury report today. That's something. I just think, call in with what you want. I mean, you might get on. I think the most interesting discussion, even though it's been the one we've kind of resorted to over and over this week, is just what will happen here in these four games. And I started today with you on how this game might not be as big as even you might want it to be or think of it as. I did Matthew Collar's podcast again today, Purple Insider. And he thought, like, you know, game of the week, game of the year. Like, it's really not that big for chances. Now, the Bills can't win the AFC East if they lose.
And they will definitively, that clinches on Sunday if they lose.
Right.
Like, it's all over. There's no coming back from another loss to New England.
Right. It's wild card or bust. I mean, that makes it pretty big. Like, you have...
Sure.
The division is on the line.
It really depends on how much you are invested in them still striving for that and or the one seed. You know, you can't even exactly just connect the two because Denver is looming there too at 11-2, right? So you have to pass a couple teams. You know, obviously you can't catch Denver without passing New England, but there's two teams that have to stumble here. And you know, Denver stumbling wouldn't be shocking to me. A lot of their games have been close. They've had some very good fortune along the way, more so than New England, I would say, by a lot. New England mostly has benefited from a pretty cake schedule, but they've won a lot of games pretty comfortably. Enough that you know, I just feel like I don't expect them to just fall apart or anything. Like, I think Denver's going to fall apart. But anyway.
Dare I ask this, by the way, what if Jacksonville wins out, could the Bills catch them even? One more team, to your Denver point.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Jacksonville plays Denver next week.
Okay.
So one of them will lose, you know, you would think.
Yeah. What comes first there, common opponents or conference record?
Conference record.
They're 6-2, the Bills are 6-3. So
there's that.
There is that.
But either they or Denver will, unless there's a tie, lose
right,
a game.
Right, right.
I just was thinking this, though, and we did get to this earlier. So how big is it? It's big in terms of the AFC East is over if you lose. What do people call this now, a T-shirt game?
T-shirt and hat, yeah.
That's a relatively, that's a new one to me
I feel like this week was when I learned that that's what that's called. And I immediately knew what it meant when I saw it in reference to the Patriots. I went, oh, that's what we call that now? I guess the Bills have been in T-shirt. They had a T-shirt and hat game last year on December 1st when they clinched the AFC East by beating San Francisco in the snow. But I don't remember referring to it as a T-shirt and hat game. Maybe other people did that are more hip and in the know than me. Whatever. It's the first I really heard of T-shirt hat game. But anyway, that's what they're calling it.
Well, I am I'm excited to announce again that I'm now a New York Times guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
$1 a week. That did it for me. So I can do the crosswords and the Wordles and the connections games and all that. And I didn't realize until this afternoon, and I made a noise on the air when I thought of it, I don't have to sort of skate in some side door to get to the playoff simulator. There it is. I'm legal. If the Bills lose to New England, beat the Browns, and lose to Philadelphia, going into that Jet game, week 18, what are their playoff odds?
98%.
Correct. 98% if they go 1-2 in the next three games.
Right.
So one and two.
So how big can you really talk yourself into this game being? Which is why, to me, it's all about vibes. It's all about our mindset, our belief in them, and all that. And none of that matters because they'll probably get in no matter what. And maybe they'll have to deal with New England again. And if the Bills handle them on Sunday, you'll feel a little better about that than you would if they, manage to beat the Bills. Whether it's close or not, obviously, if they stomp the Bills, that's a whole other thing. I don't expect either of these teams to do much stomping of one another on Sunday. I'm expecting another very close game like the game here was, and New England won on a late field goal. But, I think for us, we're in, for better or worse, we're in the fan morale business. We talk to fans, and it's largely about how are you feeling about this matchup? How are you feeling about this game or their wide receivers or their whatever, right? Their coaching staff. And I do think it would really elevate, at least for a week. There's another game after that, and if they fall flat against the Browns, you're like, oh, crisis time. But I think New England has been on such a roll, and I would like to believe that I'm going to get the Bills' best foot forward that they have. Because I think that's a prideful team. They have won the division 5 years in a row. I don't think they would really want to be the team that is on the, on the other side when the T-shirts and the hats are coming out because New England has clinched the division. Like, that's been our thing. And 2 years ago, we ran Miami down. We can run you down. We're not even as far behind. Yeah, well, it's close. The Bills had a win over Miami already in that 2 years ago where they could beat them and be tied and still win the division. That's not the case because New England beat you already, but still. I would think you're going to get a very sharp, on-point Bills effort on Sunday to avoid getting swept by New England, stay alive for the division, and also just sort of remind everyone, like, hey, all this talk about we're the favorites still in the AFC, here's why. And I think that should be enough. I mean, I think New England is good, but they have barely beaten the best team they played, and that's the Bills.
I think it's really similar for both teams here, apart from the details in the standings. because New England has something to prove. And if they lose, well, they won't have proved it, but they won't be dead. You know, they'll, right. It'll be sort of a, it'll be looked at, talked about as sort of a learning game for them, probably. So it's some measure of how these two teams compare and what to expect going forward, but it's not going to really decide all of it. It will decide the division if New England wins. Matt Harmon today, Reception Perception, might know Matt from, you know,
numerous appearances on our shows,
being with us a few times, has a chart of the top 10 tight end yards per route seasons since 2015, with 150 routes or more. And in the last 10 years, Dalton Kincaid ranks fourth this year of all tight ends in the league. Rob Gronkowski, 2016, is first. 2019, George Kittle is second. 2019, Mark Andrews is third. Kincaid does not have the, and neither did Gronk for what it's worth, the route quantity per dropback or just overall as like Kittle or other guys on this, Kittle a couple times on this list did, or even Travis Kelce. 2020, Travis Kelce is 10th. That's as high as he gets. Yards per route run, Kincaid, 2.89. That's a big number for a tight end. It's pretty big overall. I mean, JSN, I think, is like at 4 yards per route run this year, which is crazy. And that's, of course, a wide receiver. So what you're getting here is that, well, as Matt put it, Kincaid has, quote, clearly been the Bills' most impactful pass catcher this season, end quote. The other side of that is, though, that he doesn't run that many routes. He hasn't played that many snaps.
He's not on the field that much, right.
He was coming back from injury last week, and that's to be remembered here. But I think the question is, dare I bring up, you know, pass catchers for the millionth time? But having seen this chart, it's impressive for Kincaid. Do you think the Bills will or should go further with him? Like, more snaps, more routes? Because we know, I think we know, what the expense is of doing that. Because they want to be heavy and run it, and Kincaid doesn't really align with that. He's not slight, but he's not Hawes for one guy. You know, he's not.
Right, right. No, he's not.
He's not going to be in your power formation.
He's not. You know, you can work with him in three tight end sets, but the other two are the heavy lifters. You know, the season began with a lot of that, and he was really good. That Baltimore game, remember right away, he's like blocking a guy right out of bounds, and we were talking about like, oh, he's bigger and stronger. Look, he's going to, he listened to them. And then, you know, the injuries bug started, and I think his usage is as much, I mean, I don't know, they probably would never give you a straight answer if they were directly asked in a public setting, you know, McDermott or Bean, I suppose, but it's more a McDermott or I guess a Joe Brady question. I feel like his playtime is perhaps as much load management as it is formational, like what they want to be about. I feel like he's so effective that it would be almost derelict to not want to use him more. I think they want to be careful about using him more because he's valuable and they want to just keep it on a pitch count because they know he's vulnerable to getting dinged. He's had just different things like really all year and going back to last year. So it's a great sign that the hamstring is no longer bothering him. It's not even listed on the injury report anymore. And he got through last week and looked, you know, he looked fine. I was really worried about what kind of form he might be in by game time last Sunday after what he looked like early in the week with the big brace on and everything. It was like, wow, this is not encouraging. But, you know, he made some really nice plays in that game. And he had a big game against New England back in week 5. He had 6 for 108. Against New England. Didn't get in the end zone, but I feel like them not using him more is to protect him as much as it's the, you know, we want to run all this stuff. Because I think if they wanted to use him more, they would throw to him more out of three tight ends even. Because that should be That is, in theory, the real advantage of having him in the first place. Go back to the draft pick, right? We're going to get two guys on the field that are tight ends. You're going to have to risk it. It's going to look like run, but we're going to catch you in a matchup. Man, you put Hawes and Knox and he on the field, maybe even Gilliam too for effect, and run Kincaid down the seam. Like I feel like that's a win for me. So
it sounds like I'm the Steelers now, though.
I know, but I just think they're not using him as much. More, it's not philosophical. I think it's more health. But that's just a guess on my part, really. It's more I want to have faith that they would want to use him, recognizing how effective and dangerous he is when he's on the field, that they would use it more if they trusted it. And
well, he's kind of always been, would you say, part-time this year? Though,
yeah,
like
this
last game is off the injury, so I wouldn't want to overread it. But it's always been the kind of this thing with Kincaid where, like, they sort of work him in.
That's why I think that. I think even in weeks when he's not on the injury report or not coming off something or anything, I think they're just being careful, which is not a great thing going. If I'm right, that's not great going forward. You know, like if that's a guy you want to commit to, fifth-year option, whatever, right, second contract, if you're into year three of his career and you're already, you know, in a place where, again, if I'm correct with what I'm asserting here, where you're load managing him, that might not age well at all.
We talked about the fifth-year option for a minute recently. What are the odds right now that they do that? 90? Is that high? It might depend on what happens, but that's why I'm asking now. Like, we don't know what's going to happen. If he goes down again.
I feel like that might be high because let's see what happens from now through hopefully February. Does he play them all? Right? Can they lean into him because they've been saving him and they're going to use him even more? And maybe some of this three tight end passing stuff will come back and be a part of what they do because they trust him. He's healthy. And if he can finish the year without, you know, limping around, then it might get a little easier to say, well, at least for now, let's do the fifth year option. We then still have the option to do a contract extension. But if he, you know, doesn't make it through and plays, you know, misses time or, again, only playing him 30% of the snaps or something because they are worried about his health, that's not a guy I'd want to make a commitment to. I'd want to use that to my advantage as much as I can right now and then probably make a cold, calculated business decision about it down the road when I have to. That's how I would view it.
That'll be interesting. I mean, it's a first-round pick, and maybe it
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Depends on how he holds up physically, what happens here between now and the end, whether they win as a team. You know, if you win, I think maybe saying yes to a lot of these ideas is easier.
Right.
If you do. Hunter Henry, the tight end on the other side here on Sunday. You're a big Hunter Henry guy, I think. Had a couple of catches in the first meeting. And he's been around a long time. He's had a pretty good career, Hunter Henry.
If by big Hunter Henry guy you mean have confused him with Austin Hooper and maybe some other tight end for their entire careers, then yeah, that's me.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't know who he is?
I know who he is now because he's on New England. But mostly, were they even on the same team at one time?
Well, they are now.
Oh, okay. There it is. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about before. Is Dalton Kincaid the skeleton key for the Bills offense? 803-0550 is the number. What does he have catches-wise this year? I mean, he's been hurt, which is always, you know, a possibility. But maybe they can get more out of him than they've gotten. Kincaid has 33 catches in his 9 games this year for 489 yards. Yards per reception is pretty good. 803-0550 for your calls. Bulldog might have made history today. I'm not sure. I didn't ask you at the time. Was today the first time in your life? And I want to guess no, because you ran a pizza place. Is today the first time in your life that you ate anchovies?
Probably not. They probably have been slipped to me the way that you slipped them to me before. But I wouldn't put it
hiding
past,
in
I wouldn't put
a
it past,
sauce.
Well, yeah, like at a restaurant or even, I don't know that my wife would try to do that, but, you know, she might.
A good restaurant Caesar salad has anchovies, if not anchovy paste.
Right. Well, that Caesar salad we had.
That's right.
We were out on your birthday dinner.
Okay,
had that,
well,
and that, so definitely.
It's not even your first time eating anchovies around me.
No, that's right. Just a few weeks ago.
How about this together, 23 but, years in?
But this guy made me lunch today.
I cooked for Bulldog.
He made me lunch.
Well.
It did take a while. I was starving in here Tuesday and Wednesday during the show.
Okay.
Because you promised. You said you were bringing this dish you were making, and then 2 days in a row you didn't.
So I didn't make it until last night.
I was weak.
I didn't
I was weak yesterday. Anything
really?
I said wrong the last 2 days in the 6 o'clock hour, you know, I that's my get out of jail free card. I was tired.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
Yeah.
I didn't cook for you. I cooked for myself and my family.
And saved some for me.
I saved some for you because it was the kind of dish I felt like my wife and daughter would not eat. I mean, my wife's a vegetarian, so she's not eating chicken with chicken stock and anchovies, obviously. My daughter just would decide not to like it without even trying it. And so my son loved it. Now, he almost ate the whole amount, so I couldn't bring you any.
I would have accepted that as as an outcome, just so you know. I mean, I would not have been down on you if he liked it so much that he ate it all. But it was a very effective portion size too. It was
good.
Like the perfect amount for a pre-show meal.
And I made sure to sit in here while you ate so that I knew you would eat it. So there was no, I hate this, but I don't want this to be awkward.
I hope you appreciate it, too. You brought a very nice, takeaway container.
Yes.
It's not a Tupperware, but it's whatever. It's glass, but it's the same concept.
Glass.
Right?
Only the best.
I did not microwave it in that dish.
You could have.
I know I could have. But sometimes this is more with the plastic containers than the glass containers. Like the plastic, you microwave something like that in a plastic container, and it just feels to me like it's very hard to get it completely clean again.
Okay.
And I just didn't want any, anything to. I just like yeah. Let me just dump this in a dish that I can microwave here and clean this up for you. And I did. And I tried to be considerate.
Did you get wet doing all of that with the roof leaking out there for the third day?
I did have a thought that as I the it's leaking so much more than it ever has that I was mindful once I had heated the food up and was walking back here with it. I thought, what would happen if I walked close enough to that and the roof dripped into the food? What am I going to say to you? I'm sorry, I've got roof leak water in the...
Yeah, you can't
eat it. I'm going to go ahead and not eat this. I'm sorry. Thank you for bringing it.
That might be worse than picking it up off the floor.
But no, I don't believe I got wet.
Good. John is with us. Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing? I'm calling about Kincaid. I personally think we should pick up the fifth-year option. Most of the time, tight ends take, you know, a good 2 to 3 years to really settle in. And even good with point. The injuries, I think they're doing the right thing by, you know, if they pick up the fifth-year option on that guy. I think he's a good player. I think that, you know, we're doing the right thing trying to protect his health over the long run. And if we keep him on this team for a good 5-10 years even, we could get some production out of him, similar to Kelsey, you know, down the road if he grows into the position a lot more.
Thanks, John. Yeah, the point about his inexperience is fair. It's 3 years. He's also 26 already.
He's not a super
young. So he's not young.
He's not a
for
super young guy.
3 years.
It's part of the reason why the injury stuff is already more concerning to me than. Because he was the guy that didn't work out at the combine because of stuff in college even. He didn't play a lot to begin with. There's just a lot of things there that could add up to me to proceed with caution. I think if he stays healthy through the rest of the year, I think it's almost a no-brainer. But if there's still more bumps, I don't know. I look forward to talking about it more as we go. Because I've already said everything I really have to say about it. I do think... It's not an easy layup to me to just do it sitting here right now today. The next 6 weeks or 2 months could really matter a lot to it.
They got to get something out of them that matters here in big games. This is my chance to point out, since we're on the subject of Dalton Kincaid's age and who plays tonight, that Kyle Pitts is a year younger than Kincaid, even though he's been in the league for two more seasons. This is his fifth year and Kincaid's third.
Right.
But he's a year younger. I don't know how that math works. Weird stuff. Weird, wacky stuff.
Oh, boy.
Falcons at Bucks tonight. Again, sorry for the confusion. The line presented by FanDuel coming up at 5:49 tonight, rescheduled from earlier because of a technical matter. We've got the update next, and we'll talk some more. 803-0550 for your thoughts. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.